Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show this Friday. In this episode, Jill and I talk about taking your business to the next level. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free, as always.
Cool. Chip asks, hi, land peeps. I love this. I really like that term, actually. Land peeps, cute. All right. I just received an accepted offer for $4,440 on 40 acres in Arizona. The lowest sales price comps are around $20,000 on LandWatch. My plan is to quickly flip for around $10,000.
That's a good plan, sir.
I love this, where this is going. While doing my due diligence, I found the tax assessed value was only $1,200, but the market value on the assessor site was $8,000. Should I be concerned I'm overpaying? My gut tells me it's still a good deal.
May I, Jill?
Yes, please.
Listener, please stop what you're doing and retain this forever. The assessed value of a piece of real estate has nothing to do with its market value. Nothing, 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 nothing. Nothing to do with its market value. But the assessed value is a fantastic way to relatively gauge what it's worth next to another property in the same county, but it has nothing to do with what you can sell it for. Nothing. So, Chip, go with your gut. If properties in this area are selling for 20 grand and you're gonna sell yours for 10, and you bought it for four, I think you're right on the exact path to this program and what this program is all about. You can take the same math and add a zero to each number, or add two or three or four zeros like Jill and I do. So now you're buying it for $1 million or $4 billion and you're selling it for $10 million and it's really worth 20. That's how we apply this, but you're off to a fantastic start. I remember when you joined, and you've been super diligent about this whole thing from start to finish. So please retain this. Forget about the assessed value. It has nothing to do with what it will sell for.
Perfect. Isn't that funny? I remember talking to people, and now it's second nature to them. Like they look at me cross-eyed, like, wait a minute. Okay, $1,000, then it's $2,000, then it's $4,000, then it's $8,000, then it's $16,000. I give them this math when they're starting out. Like, just hang in there, do this right, start slow. You know, you got this. And you know, in a couple months, you're going to be looking at $35,000 in your checking account. Now you can make some different decisions. And they kind of go, wow. And then a few months goes by, and that's where they are. And they have to kind of. I have to remind them, remember we had that conversation? They're like, oh my gosh, you're right. I'm like, yeah. Remember when you were worried about that?
Yep.
Yeah. And now it's not a big deal. They're like, yeah, you're right. Okay, I got this. It's so funny.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, taking your business to the next level. Hey, and for the record, full disclosure, I didn't write this title. Take it away, Joe.
I did. This. I brought this up because we have a lot of people in our group that are here and they're ready. And I really wanted to talk to you about this, Jack. And I wanted to ask you, what do you think are the indications of the people that are really ready to go, all right, now we got to, like I said, make some different decisions now. Now you're staring at, you know, like you way back when, Jack, when you turned around, you had, you know, $500,000 in your checking account because you weren't paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, oh boy, now I need to make some different decisions.
Oh, sure.
You know, and so that's what I want to talk to you about. We have a lot of people that are like, okay, now I'm at the point where am I going to, am I quitting my job? Mm-hmm. You know, am I bringing on new employees?
Right.
You know, any little thing like that. Am I telling my wife to quit her job?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, she can help me here, whatever it is. So please tell us, you know, first, like, at what point do you think people should start thinking about this? And then what do they need to do to transition?
This is a great question. And now that you phrase it like this, now I actually understand what this show is about. And so does everyone else.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
From the first, from deal number, from learning to deal number one, getting past the first deal, all the way up to deal number 10, basically, these are guidelines. You can take this literally, or you can apply it to yourself liberally. I want you to work inside of a closet somewhere with a computer turned on in the middle of the night. I don't want you to spend an extra dollar on anything. I don't want you to buy business cards. I don't want you to incorporate. I don't want you to spend any money at all until you're done with about deal 10, between 1 and 10. Be as frugal as you can, but learn how to use data and learn how to adjust the basic 101 stuff about buying a piece of real estate for half of what it's worth and then reselling it. Hopefully for even then, 60-70% of its worth, and then the person you sell it to, they go sell it for a ton. That's at that point when you come back out of that dark closet and you probably need a shower real bad and you're malnourished, then that's what this show is about, taking your business to the next level. You've decided, you've checked it off your list, you like doing it, you like the computer piece of it, you like data, you understand Excel, you probably did way before you got to us. And you're staring at a bunch of money in the bank, and you're probably also shaking your head going, man, if I had this, I could have done 20 deals. If I had this, I could have done 40 deals. If I never worked with my wife, oh my God, I could have done 60 deals. So every person's different about this stuff.
Ha ha, I got that. By the way.
If I just yelled at the dog a little louder, this would have been a lot easier. Stuff like that. So, you know, once you got that worked out in your head, there's a bottleneck to everything, right? There's bottlenecks, and there's, after your 10th deal, you're going to realize the parts of the business that you love and the parts that you can't stand, excluding data, because you do have to do that yourself.
Perfect.
Then you're going to outsource that stuff. And there's only two ways to do it. You utilize the resources that people like us provide, and I'm not hawking our own stuff. Go find, there's other people that provide resources. If those people are better, do it. But choose one of those, either resources from other people, or you outsource it to somebody else, like a VA, which I do not recommend almost ever. Or you hire somebody. And so hiring somebody and using outside resources almost is always the answer for us. Well, it is always the answer. There's very few, like, there's graphic stuff that we do that for media that we outsource because it doesn't matter. The question is this, if I really need X to double my revenue. If those are the kinds of questions that you're asking yourself right now, you need to take your business to the next level. And you probably have the answers. I need someone to do this for me, but I don't have time to train them. That's what Land Academy and Land Investors is all about, is providing these resources and tools to help you efficiently take your business to the next level. And here's a basic concept. We're doing this stuff anyway. We've been doing it for 20 years. We know how to do engineering and sales probably better than anybody in the business. So Jill and I decided a long time ago, let's just share it. You know, if you're a silver member at Land Academy, and you're doing more than 10 deals a month, you need to be a gold member. That's really what this show is about, right, Jill?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is it more expensive? Heck yes, but it's way less expensive than utilizing the resources that gold members use is way less expensive than hiring a person. I mean, it's like less than half, way less than hiring a person or hiring a VA for that matter. That's Why? It. Because they're tailored to this business. They're perfect. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've been tested and retested and tested, and we failed over, you know, at all this stuff long before we released these products. So, you know, it's the same stuff that Joe and I use. So that's what taking your business to the next level is all about. It's all about something's holding you back, and now you're ready to blow it open.
Mm-hmm.
For us, it's engineering. There's two things that hold us back in a pretty big way. Engineering, which is, you know, okay, great. I know that I looked up this property. It's awesome. I want to buy it. The guy wants to sell it. I know it's worth half of what it is. I really need to post it. I need to take the assessor's parcel number, make some maps, do some cool stuff, write a description, find out how much the taxes are, post it on the internet all over the place, and sell it. That takes days when you're new. The product that we are about to release within days actually makes that a 5 second, literally a 5 second, all in all, probably 5 minute endeavor. It's worth a lot. And then the second piece is closing these deals. And that can take, on the buy side and the sell side, you have to do it twice. That can take days. So we've also made that a 1 day endeavor. So that's the whole point. Just efficiency. So that, you know, you want to be a deal maker. If you're not a deal maker at heart, do you know what, Joe? Here's my question to you. If you're not a deal maker in your heart, do you think you could do well at this?
No. It would be, well, yes, you could. Yeah, I think you could. If you're efficient and you have a system, you don't have to be a deal maker. If you do nothing but send offers, close the accepted offers that come back, and just work on those, you could be just fine too.
Kind of touch the seller once, say hello, Sally's going to call you and close the deal, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I bet you could.
I do too.
I really think you could.
That's about what we do now. A little bit, you know, more than that, but go ahead.
You brought up something that I wanted to, it's kind of a point I wanted to make too, because people sometimes say, oh, but it's more expensive. And I say, is it? And then when you go, oh, let me think, if I paid for someone to do this and someone to do that and someone to do this, someone to that, oh, never mind. Okay. I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not.
If someone says this is more expensive, then they just then stop right there. They don't understand it. The people that are using it and call us every day or send us notes every day saying, thank God, thank you, I can fire all these people now, or not fire, but I can let these people go. Mm-hmm. That's who this product is for. Mm-hmm. If you have to question that, then that's just, the product's not for you, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, we already have that right now. Just the stuff that we're able to provide and share right now with our mailer discounts, and just one example, it's because of this large community. We're all, because of all of us, we have a better rate, and we could spread and share the wealth of all that. And that's right. What we're doing with right. All these other things.
Do deals together. What's that? Mm-hmm. What's that worth?
Exactly. So thank you. That's exactly what I want to talk about. That's exactly the questions that I want you to cover and exactly what I want everyone to know.
Good. Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. It's Friday.
I know.
I can. No,
it's not Drunk Friday. No, just kidding.
No, I need a bottle of water after that rant I just had.
That was good. That was perfect. That was exactly, that was it. You touched on it. Because I, like I said, there's a lot of people right now that are already there. And there's a number of people that are just now starting to think like this, going, all right, I feel it coming. Yeah. You know, I remember that for me when I first started doing deals with you, and I still had a day job. And I remember thinking, wow, this is going to overtake all of this. Here it comes. And boy, did it. Look at us now. Now, even, you know what, even now today, Jack, this is so interesting too. You and I still could not possibly complete all the deals that we want to complete, period.
Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
I still look at our aging. So the stat that I look at in the database is most often is our aging. And when it gets out, here's the stat. It's taken us longer to close 30 days to close a deal that's in the system that I've approved, then I have to say, whoa, something's wrong. There's just too many deals. So yeah, you're absolutely right, Jill. Then you need some prioritization.
Right. But on the flip side, we are not hurting for deals. So I can be even pickier. And, you know, we can pick the really, really the great ones we want to spend our time on. And it's all good stuff.
Exactly. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property. on Friday.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.